I'm at Hallfast Industrial Supplies in Mansfield. It's a small, unassuming company on an industrial estate just outside Mansfield, but it's a small, unassuming company with a big export market. In fact, it started in 2006 and then started exporting in 2009 when the recession hit, and now it exports to 75 countries around the world. So what they know about exports, probably all that needs to be known about exports. Well, Malcolm Hall is with me. He's the managing director. 75 countries around the world you export to. You can see all around here there's workwear, there's hard hats, there's specialist equipment used to transport cars and boats and things like that. So how important is Europe to your company, to your business?
Yes, yeah, it's important. I mean, it's about 10% of our export sales is into Europe, and obviously 10% of a third of our business is important. We've actually got a lot more business overseas in emerging markets like China, India and Brazil, and we're getting massive opportunities from outside of Europe, but Europe is still important to our business.
Yeah, what would you like to see? I mean, Cameron already has started talking about how he wants to stay in Europe, you know, wants this in-out referendum, but a few kind of tweaks here and there. What would you like to see as a business in Nottinghamshire to help boost trade for you and to help boost the export market?
Well, I mean, the EU or Europe is the single biggest market, but obviously, basically, I'd like to stay in Europe, but I have looser relationships. There's a lot of red tape, a lot of regulations that for businesses, which it'd be nice not to have.
What kind of thing is that? What does that mean?
Well, obviously, there's loads of paperwork and documentation and restrictions that you've got in exporting, and it'd be nice to be able to be able to export easier.
Yeah, you mentioned there at the beginning as well that you're moving to other markets, so I'm sensing that your business is changing.
Yeah, we're adapting all the time, and we're currently developing numerous websites. By the end of 2013, we'll have 30 fully multilingual translated websites, which will be live for their own domain names, and that's will I'm sure generate a significant amount of traffic from the internet. I mean, when you think there's a billion people in China, a billion people in India, we're bound to get a big chunk of visitors, and I'm sure that's going to develop into a lot of inquiries and hopefully orders.